We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Our picks coming up in a second. Marks and Reese text line in 10 minutes. If we could get an Eagle fan that really hates Philadelphia Cowboy fans to call in at 215-592-9494. Because we have a Cowboy fan on the line that, we can take him. I just don't want to end the show on a Cowboy fan. So I'd like for somebody, a really angry Jack from Delco type, I hate the Cowboy fan. And we'll put you on. You can put you on with him. Maybe on Monday we'll do some steel cage matches. But Twitter question today brought to you by Mark Jewelers. Mark Jewelers celebrating 40 years in business, 40 years of great memories. Visit mark-jewelers.com. Ike, we have our picks to give. Three each, and then we'll give our Eagles pick on Monday, obviously. Are you ready to go? You want me to start here?
You can go ahead.
All right. So the Patriots, we mentioned this earlier, they have what was being called as the biggest regular season game in NFL history next Sunday night, as Tom Brady returns to Foxborough. So this is a look-ahead week, and they've played a weak schedule to start the season. They lost a close one to Miami, beat the Jets last week. Saints crushed the Packers, but then they were crushed by Carolina last week. So I think this is clearly a look-ahead week for the Patriots. And after the Saints got beat last week, I think they come back in and they make it a close game. But I will take New Orleans +3. It's a little bit of a short line over the New England Patriots. All right, the Browns are 1-1. They blew a lead against Kansas City in the opener, and they really didn't impress all that much last week against the Texans. But Justin Fields is getting his first start for the Bears this week. I see some struggles in the dog pound. I think the Browns roll this one. I'll take Cleveland -7 over the Chicago Bears. And it's the battle of the 0-2 teams, Falcons at the Giants. And I like the Giants in this game. Daniel Jones has actually played pretty well. And the Falcons are not good at all. It's in New York. I'll take the Giants -3 over the Atlanta Falcons. They're my three. Ike, what do you got?
I mean, could you not have picked three more boring games to actually have to bet on? The Saints, the Browns, and the stinking Giants? Wow. All right, I got some heat for you. I'm going Packers plus. How about that? Packers getting points over the 49ers. I'll take that. Give me the 3.5 over the 49ers. I like that one. Aaron Rodgers seems to be back. Can't lose to Jimmy Garoppolo again. And then I think game of the weekend, Tampa taking on the Rams. That line is 1.5 in favor of Tampa. No, give me the Rams +1.5. I like the points with the Rams +1.5 in that game. And then, quite frankly, never a doubt, my boy is back in the saddle Sunday in Nashville. Might not win this game, but it'll be a shootout, and I like the fact that they were getting 5 points before they actually name him the starter Sunday, and that thing goes down to 3.5. Give me the Colts +5 in Tennessee. Like that one.
There you go. I actually like the Bucks-Rams game. It's a Bucks line, but I don't have confidence on the road to take him over the Rams, right? Like, the Bucks seemingly comfortable 2-0 record. I don't know. I'm looking forward to watching that game. But there you go. I like the Packers bet as well. That's a good one. As far as my boring bets, the money doesn't know where it came from, Mike.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Mark's boring picks?
Yeah. I can do it every week.
Wow.
Yep. Jack,
only taking the toilet bowl games, yes.
Yeah. Jack, I'm surprised you don't have a feature here on Friday for a pick, some type of a Jack Fritz.
Oh, my picks?
Super duper. Well, it should just be one.
No one's better at reading lines than me.
Right. Agreed.
I'm not very good myself.
What, do you need one?
I mean, both the Packers and the Colts, a lot of the experts, they're games that they like.
Yeah.
For sure. I haven't really seen what they're doing with those.
I'm in the expert category.
You absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll take the Vikings at home plus +2.
Ooh, I like that.
Well, listen, they're not that bad of a football team, you know.
Although Dalvin might be.
Oh, that's
he's
true.
Questionable.
Yeah,
I
take it back. I take it back.
You already took it back.
No, I'm joking. I was joking.
Well, no, that's why you wait till Sunday morning right. late to place that bet.
Yeah, exactly.
Pausley. That's what I said, but you didn't hear because you took Ike takes his headphones off when he does his live commercials.
Right.
I had stumbled when I was trying to introduce you, and I went loo, 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 at the end. Pausley.
Oh, wow.
And I immediately saw Jack in there going back to make sure he got
jumped
it.
Jumped on that.
Yeah, listen, it was all over it.
So, Jack, you need to come up with a teaser or something, like a super duper 10-team tease, something.
All right.
Some exotic teaser every week.
Jackie Parlay?
There. Yes, the Jackie Parlay pick.
Another segment for him.
Yeah. Anything else? Yeah.
Well, I mean, he has stumped the millennial. Right?
The segment king.
That's another segment for him.
All right.
Is it in the 5 o'clock hour, too?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Let's go to the text line coming up in 5 minutes. Tim in Philly's a Cowboy fan for some reason. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm well, Tim.
What's up, Tim?
All right.
All right. Well, I'm from Philadelphia my whole life. I love every Philadelphia team but the Eagles.
Ah, awesome.
I've been a Cowboys fan since the 70s.
Oh.
I fly out there a few times a year.
Oh, this is my favorite guy, the guy that goes out to Dallas to watch the games.
Hey, I'm a Cowboys fan. I own a couple bars in Philadelphia. I get killed every time Dallas and Eagles play.
Hold on.
Do your bars have like cowboy memorabilia
in it? No.
Okay.
It's all Philadelphia stuff. I have an office downstairs. I keep my Dallas stuff down there.
You're wise. But do people know that you're a cowboy fan?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
I got a little following in the Northeast. I said my bars and all that.
Hold on. You're a cowboy bar?
No, downstairs, Cowboy Bar.
All right.
Eagle Bar.
All right.
The biggest question that they ask me is, why does Philadelphia hate Dallas so much? That's what they ask me. I don't know, because I'm a Cowboys fan. Hmm. You know what I mean? So when people ask me Dallas, why do they hate us so much? My answer is because I guess we won in the 70s and we won in the 90s.
That's the answer is you just put your arms down and say me. That's the reason why people in Philadelphia hate the Cowboys. Because of people like me, people that are in Philadelphia, they come down to Cowboys games and are Philadelphia Cowboys fans. But you seem like a nice fella, Tim, so thank you. Braden in Camp Hill. Braden, go ahead. Braden, hello. No, Braden. We have Braden, go ahead. What's up?
Hi, sorry.
You're good.
I tried to call yesterday. You guys were talking about Micah Parsons. I'm actually from Harrisburg. Let me tell you, Harrisburg Cowboys fans are the worst people on earth. Well, I mean, they're tied with Philadelphia Cowboys fans. But he came back to the city after he got drafted. He got the key to the city, and I showed up in a Devontae Smith jersey. You should have saw these people. They're all wearing Romo jerseys. They don't know anything about football. They don't know anything.
So he gets the key to the city from Harrisburg for being drafted in the first round, and you go to the rally in an Eagles jersey, and there's a ton of Cowboys fans there cheering him on.
You got to hear the way they were talking. No one's stopping our defense this year. Mike is going to blow up every offense. Every year it's the same garbage. I have a Cowboys fan that I work with. Get this. He's a Cowboys fan, an Alabama fan for college football, a Yankees fan, and a Penguins fan. That should tell you enough right there. Just don't take any Pennsylvania Cowboys fan serious. I'm only 23, so I didn't see the 90s, but this rivalry means everything to me because I'm sick of these people walking up and down Pennsylvania with their Cowboys jerseys on. It makes me want to vomit.
Wow.
Man, all right, Braden.
I like that one, Braden.
That's good fire, man.
Mm-hmm.
Take care. Let's go to Ben. Well, actually, let's see how obnoxious Matt and Blackwood is before the text line. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, Matt, what's up?
What's up, Matt?
I just wanted to talk about the game on Monday. I just wanted to ask you, what's your expectations for the game? Like, what do you think the outcome is going to be?
I think it's going to be a close game.
The Eagles are going to win Sunday. I mean, Monday.
Yeah.
John, you had to wait till I said they were going to win.
Yeah. Get that win. We got. I mean, I can't get my pick. Yeah, you have to wait till Monday's show.
No, really?
Yeah, we'll see.
he's got to make sure Mylotta's not playing.
He's got to make sure Jordan Mylotta is playing or not playing.
Yeah, let me see some COVID situations and see if Zach Ertz is playing or whatever.
Well, that should make you more confident, Zach. Though.
What?
That should make you more confident if Zach's out, because then your boy gets to go off.
That's what I'm saying.
Richard Rod.
He changes the line, right?
It changes my line, that's for sure.
It goes down to three.
You can count on minimum 60 yards from Richard Rodgers if he's pressed in the service.
Better pick him up then.
Depends what league. Depends what league.
Yeah, he was a hot waiver addition this week.
Was he?
No, he was not.
Oh, all right. No, my tight ends are pretty solid, so I'm good. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line.
Text line.
Not a must win, but clearly a can't lose. John in Delaware.
Yep. Can't lose this one. That's for sure. Is it a must win or a can't lose, Jack? I can't figure it out.
Yeah, it's tough. You got to have a good feel for it. And I'm feeling more like you can't lose this one.
Yeah, but you got to win.
But you really can't lose this one. So I'm more on that side.
Okay. We could change our topic. Is it a can't lose game on Sunday?
Well, it's Monday's show.
All right. What's next?
Wade said that the Bronco held onto the ball too long. Now he says, of course Hurts holds onto the ball. He's supposed to. So which is it, Pigeon? He is such a fraud. Total Fugazi and fraudulent caller. Tom from Abington.
Fugazi battle.
Kind of a point there.
Fugazi.
I know. It actually was a good point.
Yeah.
It was a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
There's no complaints about how long Carson holds onto the ball now that Jalen holds onto the ball long as well.
Right. Well, I think what Wade would say is that Jalen's still, you know, like six or seven starts.
Yeah, six games.
He's still learning.
Oh, man.
Right? Because, you know, Mahomes, what did he say about Mahomes? He gives it up more than Jalen? Yeah.
Well, the thing I love about the Jalen Hurts super fan, right, because we got to call them that. That's what they are. Like, yeah. It's almost like the Eagles are second to the Jalen Hurts. Is that when he plays well, he's the franchise quarterback. When he doesn't play well, got to give him a chance. It's only been five games. It's only been six games.
Give him a chance.
Got to give him a chance. Got to let the kid grow.
Shouldn't he be a franchise quarterback in both scenarios?
Well, I'm just saying. It's funny how that sort of works. When the team wins and he plays well, it's no no-brainer. He's the franchise quarterback.
What's next?
Costos wants his team to lose so they fire their GM? I didn't know he was related to Mad Mike. Ryan from Gloucester City.
No, he's just a frustrated Giants fan.
Correct.
They are the losingest team in football since 2017.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a frustrated Giants fan.
And Yankees, because he wants Aaron Boone out.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Boone out. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, as many Yankees fans do. And that's also what you say when your team falls out of playoff contention.
Well, I see Spike's already having his influence up there.
What'd he do?
Well, he's getting them once the manager fired, you know.
Extreme takes.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, he was out with his new afternoon show. Like, I don't know if you saw this.
I did see
his second favorite afternoon show.
I did see
I think.
It.
He was at Gotham Comedy Club with Craig Carton and Evan Roberts and mugging for pictures and stuff afterwards. Looked like a fun time.
Yeah. Mm. Can't necessarily say I like that.
Did me either.
Yeah.
Too soon?
Still getting used to this. Yeah,
it's too soon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, our PD is up there taking pictures in his new job, right, with his guys. I mean, our PD as in Spike, our old PD.
Yeah.
Our new PD has yet to arrive yet. So when is he going to get here and take pictures with us?
That's right.
To make Spike jealous.
Right.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Jack Keffer is just eating random food out of the refrigerator. He's not even sure when it was put in there or by who. He's like, this smells good.
That's our ADP, our APD, yes.
We do need to start making Spike jealous, though.
Looks you like know what I'm saying?
He's having too much fun
Spike
up there.
He's having a good time up there.
Yeah, meanwhile,
man.
We got this.
Kiss it goodbye as this one hits the wall.
Should I bring a bounce house in and we put it in my bounce house? We just put it in the hub?
Ever since Nerf ball incident here, I've been nervous.
Yeah.
Worried about breaking anything.
We need to do. I agree with you. We need to do something to let him know that we're having fun here too. All right, let's go. Let's go out to the comedy club, Ike.
Nah, I ain't going to no club now.
Me neither.
Well, we gotta figure out how to win the breakup.
Yeah, right now we're not winning.
We're down.
Well, we need to get a program director in here first.
Yeah, get Rod up here.
Yeah, Rod.
Show how much we love our new program director.
Yeah, Spike.
Yeah, hugging Evan and Craig Carton.
All right, any more, Jack?
I absolutely hate how much I love Michael Irvin. Dave from the 700 level.
Yeah.
He's good. He's very entertaining. You just kind of let him go, and he goes, and he always not every time he comes on, but when talking about Philadelphia, he always makes sure he brings up the, hey, listen, like, I don't look at it like, oh, yeah, they were booing, they thought I was paralyzed or everything like that. Like, as he explains, they were happy, Eagles fans were happy, because they knew I was going to be coming out of the games. I beat them all the time. Mm-hmm. Which is really, like, and also, like, he was a guy that loved the signal first down, and this is something that he's talked about before. Like, he loved it. He was trying to agitate the crowd when he played. So, love having Mike on. We appreciate him on.
Is he a one seed for an athlete that we hated that we would have loved here?
For me, he's one of them. He's one of those guys. Like, his personality fits with this city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than Dallas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, more than Dallas. Like, what other athlete has come out of Dallas like him?
Yeah. I mean, it's very true. We're going to have to check in with our sister station on Monday, right? We do it every time before the game. We check in to see what they're talking about. If they're, like, they're frothing at the mouth over the Eagles and Cowboys. We'll check in on that on Monday. Any more, Jack?
Starting to sound like Glenn Rivers with all these scheduled losses, a.k.a. bye weeks, John. Mike in Birdsboro.
Scheduled losses? Yeah, like just going through the schedule and saying, like, yeah, they're not going to beat the Chiefs. They're not going to beat the Bucks. Mike, would you like to bet something that they're going to beat the Chiefs or the Bucks? do you want to schedule a win? I get what you're saying. The games aren't played yet, but you also have to be realistic where this team is right now and what games you expect to be in.
Sure.
Maybe they're able to beat the Bucks. Maybe they're able to beat the Chiefs. But, like, they got to show me they can beat those teams first. And Monday night would go a long way to doing that. Any more, Jack?
I'm sorry. I lied about Andre. We're screwed Monday. Nick trying to find a way to make Dillard serviceable from the NovaCare.
All right. There you have it. Ben from Oxford, Pennsylvania. Ben, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
How
are
you doing, Ben?
What's up, Ben?
Doing good. Now, the Dallas fan did seem nice. He didn't seem cool. I hope in 2 years I'll be drinking in one of his bars.
But you don't like the Cowboys, Ben?
I do not. I hate them. I despise them.
What about Cowboy fans in the area? What do you think of them?
Well, I'm 19, so most of them are around my age. And they always say five rings. It's like, yeah, but I was alive for my Super Bowl. You haven't seen anything.
Tell him, Ben. That's what I'm talking about. We have an angry Cowboy fan, but he's not young. He's really old. His name's Angry Al. Say hi to Angry Al, Ben.
Hey, Angry Al. How are you doing today?
What's up?
Hey, Al.
What's up, Ben? Hey, Johnny Marks.
Wait, I got a question for you, Al.
What? You ask it. Go ahead, Ben.
Are you from Philly or are you from Dallas?
I've never lived in Philadelphia a day in my life.
But he's from the area.
I've never lived in Dallas a day in my life. Now, what's your next question?
So you're a trader. You live up here.
Yeah, I'm not no trader. I'm a grown man that works for a living, and I cheer for whoever I want to, and I don't care, and neither do I bend to peer pressure. Okay, I've been a Dallas Cowboys fan before your dad was alive. Shut up.
That's good. They tell us not to bend to peer pressure in school. That's good for you.
Yeah. So anyway, Mark.
All right, Ben. Sorry, man. Yes, Al. What is it?
It is a must win if you don't want to start 1-8.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to get all pumped up to try to beat the Cowboys on Monday night, and when they lose, it's over. The snowball starts to roll downhill. You ain't going to win another game until you see Washington at home.
Well, that's my worry, that it is going to get bad. But, Al, at least you can admit you were an Eagles fan in 2017. You were pulling for him.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to see him win the Super Bowl because I knew Cowboys weren't, and I knew I wanted to go to a party. Man, did we party. I got to give it to y'all. Y'all throw some bad-ass Super Bowl parties.
See?
It won't be happening again no time soon.
Ditto for you, Angry Al.
Yeah. Get somebody ready for Monday, because you know I love you like a brother, Marks, but this is Dallas week. Bring the noise.
Ooh.
I like pain.
He did just stomp poor Ben down. Thank you, Al.
Well, Ben was 19.
Yeah, but still, Al came in.
I know, it was the most bark he's had in a couple
exactly.
of years.
Yeah, I was a little surprised there. I don't think Ben was ready.
He was not.
Ben thought this was going to be some type of debate.
He was like, well, that's good you didn't doubt a peer pressure.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
It's a knockout. No, but Ben called in. He said he wanted a cage match, mm-hmm. and then I saw Al appear up on the board, so I gave him a cage match.
Yeah, the problem with because I'm kind of one of them, the younger, you know, Eagles fans, Cowboys thing, like the younger Cowboys fans have never seen anything. So it's like it's not even fun to argue with them.
No, what are they going to say? Yeah, they say, yeah, before they were ever born.
Yeah.
Like Ben was saying, that at least he saw the Super Bowl.
That's true. Well, yeah. Al saw it, but the young Cowboy fans haven't seen a damn Super Bowl.
They have not. No, you would have.
And I forgot the Cowboys that won 3 playoff games. Romo won 2. I forgot about the air guitar playoff game.
Chuck, are you ready to go after Angry Al on Monday?
Hey, listen, Angry Al, you picked on a guy that was smaller than you just now. Pick on a guy your own size, big guy.
What's up, Chuck?
What's up, man?
Well, listen, hey, Chuck, I didn't know if you were busy all week. We hadn't heard from you in a few days.
Hey, listen, man, let me tell you something. I've been laying low, playing slow, and I'm waiting for Monday, you know what I mean, because I ain't going to be talking and doing all I did before San Fran. I ain't like that disappointing loss, so, you know, I toned it down just a little.
Okay, okay.
And I'm still, you know what I mean, I'm just a little quiet. I'm a quiet assassin. That's what I am. Angry Al just picked on a little munchkin, you know what I'm saying, and he did something, destroyed that young kid. You know what I mean? And I'm up for whatever, man. I represent the Eagles fan.
Yes, and you also represent the Marks and Reese show.
And the Johnny Marks and Ike Reese show.
Yes.
But I had to call Ben on the football Friday. I know I had much time. I had to call on the football Friday to let y'all know that the Eagles gonna go on there Monday and we're gonna put something on that star. Something that, you know, is brown and little flies fly around it on that star.
All right, Chuck.
All righty.
We'll talk to you on Monday, man. You against Angry Al. That's going to be fun. Jack, do I have to do anything before we get out of here? We're good? All right. Joe Giglio's coming up next. What do you think? This weekend, predictions for the Phils, Ike.
Oh.
Got to win all three.
Oh, yeah, man. I need all of them, man. I need all of them.
Which is more of a must win? These three or
yes,
Monday?
These Phillies? Three.
Yeah, the Phillies.
Yes.
Yeah, the Phillies.
USA going to win in the Ryder Cup?
Yes. John doesn't care.
Ryder Cup's going on right now? Who are they playing?
Europe.
I know. I'm just kidding. Marks and Reese, have a great weekend. See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.